If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
So this week's episode is sponsored by UX Design Institute. They offer unique university credit rated online courses in UX design. So if you're interested in changing careers or you want to take a 6 month to professional diploma and become a UX designer, even if you've no previous experience in design at all before now, these are the people to talk to.
What does a UX designer actually do?
Well, you see, this is the question, isn't it? UX design is about how it feels to use a product, a website or an app. So UX designers are people whose job it is to make software sort of simple, fun and easy to use. Essentially, if you use something and you like how it works, that is what UX design is.
So they spot kind of the small details that like make
if you things user friendly
and websites
make
easy.
Things user friendly, I suppose. You know, the way some remember back in the '80s, you would get a video player and it would take you three years to figure out how to use.
Still
it.
Still don't know how to use my microwave.
Of course not. It's got bad UX design.
Gotcha.
My one's very easy to use. It's got good UX design.
Okay, makes sense.
So it's like when you need to enter a phone number or an account number on some apps on your phone and you have to switch the keyboard from the letters to the numbers and symbols and then tap the first number and switch it again and all that sort of crack. It's really, really annoying. Okay. UX design is about simplifying all of that.
Fair.
So there's other apps that automatically bring up the number pad on the keyboard and you know, I've kind of pretty
much
explained
that. Go and have a look.
Okay. So the UX designer's job is to spot small details that add up to making your experience simpler, apps easier to use, websites easier to use. So if that sounds like something you'd like to do, you don't need any design or coding experience. Remember that part, that's important. UXdesigninstitute.com/Dubland. And you can find out everything you need to know there. And it'll be explained even better than the way I just did it.
Peace.
Which I thought was marvellous.
Yeah.
If you're listening to the Dubland podcast here on the Headstuff Network and you like it, which we hope you do, remember there is lots of other podcasts on this network, like this one.
My name is Stephanie Preisner and my podcast is called Basically with Stephanie Preisner, and I have guests on every week who explain things to me because they're experts and I'm not. We've had people like Pascal Donoghue, the Minister for Finance, explain what it's like to be the Minister for Finance. We've had on Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, explain what it's like to be Taoiseach. Luke O'Neill explain coronavirus. A nurse explaining what it's like to get coronavirus. And then loads of things that aren't related to coronavirus at all. Like politics and being a child actor. If you like finding out about things, listen to Basically with Stephanie Preisner.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry we weren't here last week. I took the week off.
I knew you weren't going to make it. Can I say that?
Why?
Can I say before I knew? Because I was there. This fucking mad woman is thinking she's going to make a podcast on the day that the schools reopen. For the first time in 6 months, I was there.
I didn't think it through.
Well, I didn't think it through either, because obviously I'm more self-obsessed than anyone I know.
Fair.
So I didn't think about it. I was thinking next Monday, and everybody then after that I was meeting was going, so he's doing a podcast next week. I went, yeah, why not? I went, well, fucking Susanna's two kids and schools are opening
and
all of that sort of crack and the reorganising and reshuffling her whole life. I was there. Are you sure? I was there.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. So I was like, going to make it. And then you said, I'll do it the Wednesday. Yeah. I was like, you will, you're shite, do it the Wednesday.
It was worse on the Wednesday. Do you know what though, right? So here's what I've learned this week from back to school of week one, right?
Is
number one, like obviously the schools are amazing and the teachers are amazing or whatever. Number two, if you are a parent and your son or your daughter is going into junior infants, do not join the WhatsApp group. I joined it last year. So Wednesday morning.
Stay out of WhatsApp groups. Stay out of them anyway.
I learned my lesson.
Middle-aged people.
It's all women. It's all mams because there's no dads on the group. It's all mams on the group. So it's 22 mams. We all have our own opinions. And like last Wednesday morning, which is to no fault of the school, it pissed. Oh my God, it was biblical last Wednesday morning. So like Hannah has decided she doesn't like creche anymore because she doesn't like getting up early. Hannah fucking hates mornings, right? She's not like me at all. So from the time, so I get up at 7:30, have my breakfast, then wake them.
Yeah.
They have a couple of minutes to watch telly in my bed and then they come down the stairs and I have their breakfast ready 10 to 8 and we have to be gone out the door 8:25 because the schools are all staggered. So she now starts at 10 to 9.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I didn't even know any of this.
So I have to get Hannah in for 8:30 to get back up in the traffic to get Oisín get parked and get Oisín in the line. So, of course, it's going to be carnage.
Double trafficking now as well.
It's going to be carnage because, you know, look, it's the start. But Wednesday morning was particularly bad and it was just a bit of a breakdown in communication and he went back and forward and he burst into tears.
Oh, Jesus.
So, of course, I stupidly put up on... there was a couple of parents going, oh, my God, this morning was an absolute joke and why can't they have Alina and da-da-da-da, whatever. And I was... So I... stupidly 2 feet jumped into this and was like, yeah, I said, I just don't understand why we don't have Alina, we don't do whatever. And then there was like a kind of a silence for a little bit on the group. And then two parents were like, I think the school are doing an absolutely incredible job considering everything that everybody has been through. And yeah. I just sat there going, no one's saying it. No one's saying anything.
Everyone's just saying it's a bit of a shit show.
Just saying this morning was a bit of a shit show with the rain. And when your kid is crying going in, so there's five kids in this class crying going in.
I'm blowing off steam, you're thinking. Yeah. I'm blowing off steam on a WhatsApp group.
Just, you know. Oh my God. So I just sat there and was like, this could, yeah. So I just replied with a, absolutely, school are doing an amazing job. Sure, 460 of them went in yesterday. I'm delighted getting one in the door. Nobody questioned that. Just a, so I literally went and I sent it to my friends who have older kids in school and they were like, well, it's your own fault because the first fucking thing that you did wrong was join the fucking WhatsApp
group. That was the
group problem.
They were like, we have no sympathy. Yeah.
Whatsoever.
Should have bailed out the day you got roped in.
They're like, mute the group. Just like, you don't even need to, just mute it. 1 year, mute. Don't even engage.
Just
say nothing.
Just hit the ejector seat and let the world burn around you.
Yeah, they're
let
like,
the world burn.
Start a junior infants is all like, oh, they love me.
I know.
You're going to go,
it's a slippery slope. You're going to end up in community neighbourhood watch WhatsApp groups next.
Oh, we have one of those.
Oh, yeah. Are you in it?
No, Joey does that one.
Yeah, get him out. Get him out. You'll be doing all this mad stuff
about. We've seen a young fella.
Yeah, there's a fella out there cutting grass I've never seen before. And like, oh, the dog, the fucking dog nappers are putting cable ties on the back of horses, arses and all this, you know, it's a, they're slippery slopes.
They are.
Built to make you extraordinarily paranoid and hate
well,
the people.
Well, I did the job. And then, so that was that. And then, so then there comes all the changes. So they're going to school. So I literally, last week, I lived my life on the edge because I was like, I don't know whether Oisín is going to go, I'm not doing this. Like I, because Oisín could just turn and be like, I'm not into it. Doesn't like change.
Yeah.
Doesn't like anything. So we lived on our
wits. He's a man in the making.
That's it.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah,
we lived on, lived
on our wits. And he doesn't have comprehension of if you try and bribe him with shit. Like, do you know what I mean? So I'm like, if, because he's meant to go back to academy to football training next week. So I was like, if you're good this week in school and there'll be a big treat because you guys have had your first week back in school, so we'll go and pick something and he wants football boots. So I was like, if you work really hard this week and you have a good week and you help mom out and blah, 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 whatever. So, and we already have a fallback plan because I'm like, Oisín booked for 6 months going into Montessori. They kicked and screamed. He was manageable at three. He's a fully grown nearly 6 year old now. I can't manage him. So I was just already said,
fully grown 6 year old. Isn't it funny the shit you're saying now in your adult life? You would never say, you would scorn someone if they didn't, if you hadn't lived that experience, you wouldn't take that seriously. But you know that experience.
Like if you're he kicks the shit out of me, I'm fucked. Like
he's
six.
A fully grown 6 year old. Like, you know, he can.
Have you seen my young fella? Like,
he's
not
volatile.
Yeah.
He's
full of all his body's
full
moving.
Full of energy. Yeah.
So I was like, so I already said to Joey, I went, if this shit kicks off and he doesn't want to go to school, you're going to have to do the school run because I can't drag him in every morning. Like, I physically won't be able to manage him. Anyway, touch wood, he's been good. He's fucking with me though, because like this morning, like Friday morning, he went, I'm not going to school. I don't want to go to school. And I was like, well, got to go to school. I was like, and we got to collect Zach, my nephew, because he's just started in school beside us. So I was like, got to pick Zach up, blah, blah. He's like, oh, okay, so Zach is here. And then this morning, he just kept, so he's learned the word Jesus this week, obviously
much.
From me. So he just randomly, he just goes, Jesus, Jesus. And he's learned, I hate. So now he just toys. So this morning he's like, oh, I hate. And he was waiting to say I hate school because he knows I'm on edge.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, I hate. Can try and put his uniform on. I hate. And he goes, I hate this weather. And I went, you're just fucking with me. Like, I know what you're doing. This is emotional blackmail.
I love the way your young fella sounds like such a little old man.
Oh, he's so.
I hate the weather. Jesus. Jesus, I hate
is literally, he is an 82-year-old trapped in a nearly 6-year-old's body.
He's a cranky.
He doesn't like anything. All he wants to do is just be on
doesn't
his iPad.
Doesn't like change.
No, hates change.
Doesn't like change.
Only eat a certain amount of soft foods. Like, just doesn't...
Loves a Carvery dinner.
Loves a Carvery. No, because there's gravy on it. Carvery dinner.
Passionate about Hoovers.
Very, and his Dyson broke and he literally, he's had a name and shame game around the house, and thankfully we got a new cylinder. We ordered it from Dyson and it arrived, so fucking that's put...
I can't wait till your kid is like 8. It'll be great meeting him. Do you know what I mean? He'll be there, all right, well, she must have started. Ah, you know yourself. The back is at me a bit now, to be honest with you. You know, I have some tablets aren't agreeable now. I'll be telling you the truth.
He'll be asking what you're driving. He's like, what are you driving? He's mad into motorbikes.
Oh, is he?
Mad into motorbikes.
Brilliant. I'd say you're delighted with that. Doesn't every parent want their kid to be mad into motorcycles?
Joey was watching something in bed last week and I could hear like this engine-y noise, but it wasn't like... So he'll watch videos about people fixing cars and there's like groups or whatever, but it wasn't the usual noise. And then I heard someone going, are you okay? And I went, what are you watching? He's like, oh, just one of a lad he went to school with. And I went, what is that? And he goes, oh, that's his son in a go-kart. I went, how old is that child? And he goes, 6. In little mini go-karts, mini racing go-karts. Yeah, he was like, I was going to bring Oisín up to have a look because Oisín's mad to drive.
Dude, get him into it when he's young. Now is the time. Get him flying around. Get him a mini bike. Get him fucking ripping around the circuits on a mini bike now. You get a full set of letters for a 6-year-old for next to nothing.
Christmas morning, he'll be like Ballyhary.
Oh, yeah.
Little dirt bike.
Ah, no, like controlled
and then
environment.
We'll be on the neighbourhood group. Anyway, we've got back in, we've survived. And then this week, this morning has arose with its own problems because like Saturday morning, I was going into work and Hannah walked by me and went, and I went, what are you doing? And she's like, obviously, because she's fucking dead wide, she's obviously heard a conversation. She went, I have a cough, I can't go to school on Monday. And I went, A, you don't go to school, you
does
go to creche.
She not like going to school?
She doesn't like being up early, she doesn't like getting dressed, like getting she doesn't up, like yeah. going, she's just, no. She loves it when she's there, but she just doesn't like in any way. Like, Oisín gets up, has his breakfast, he's grand, puts his clothes on him, grand, not a bother. She just sits there like a fucking misery. With a blanket over her, I'm cold, I don't like this for breakfast, I'm not hungry, I don't want it. And then she wakes up by 9, yeah, by 8:30. But she's obviously heard them say, if you have a cold or a cough, you can't come to creche. So she started on Saturday morning telling me she had a cough. And I was like, you do not have a cough. I do. I was like, you don't have... There's nothing wrong. She goes, I can't go to creche on Monday. So in fairness, this morning, she sounds like she's been smoking Carols all night. She kind of has... So I had to go into the school or the creche this morning and do them the full... She doesn't have a temperature. She hasn't got any Calpol. She hasn't had any sweats. She hasn't had a runny nose. She's no green snots. She doesn't have a cough. She doesn't, you know, is she all right? And then they... I said, taking her temperature this morning, she's essentially dead. Like, she's grunt. And they were like, yeah, she can come in.
Yeah.
So this is it, like.
So this is she's spoofing, basically.
She's not even gone. Yeah, exactly. I was like, take her and keep her longer for being a shitbag. So,
I learned a lot about kids in this last 2 weeks since
tell
I seen
me.
You. I learned a lot about kids in schools.
Right.
I can't believe that kids enjoy school. Like, and I just say that hit me like a fucking thunderbolt.
Yeah, school is fun now.
Thunderbolt! It hit me like a thunderbolt.
They don't
I
hit them
it.
Or anything.
I thought my nephews were just little shitty nerds. I was just like, they're just nerds. They like school. Nobody likes school. And then I had this communion party. Remember the communion?
How did you get on? How much cash did you give
them? I got on very badly. Societal pressure bullied me under the thumb.
How much cash money?
I put 100 quid from me and my ma.
Yes!
From me and my ma, I put 100 quid in the card. I'm not happy over it.
Brewster's Millions have been cracked open.
Yeah, then I got in trouble. Because I'm sitting down, you know, you had to do the sitting around in the gaff. And it was like, you know, because there's 3 kids and then there's me, my sister, and the husband couldn't be there because there's 6 people you have to be. So he's gone, right?
Right.
So we're sitting there anyway. So we're having the cake. And my sister made these cakes. It was so weird looking. They looked exactly like coffins. I was like, we're eating fucking chocolate coffins. Like, it was an accident. But they had little crosses on them.
Well, yeah, because they're communion
cakes. Shape of a brown bread thing, but they look like coffins. I was like, we're eating coffins for this thing. I was like, that feels a bit strange anyway. And then I was chatting away to my nephew, you know, who did it. He was in a suit and his hair was all done in a little bouffant. He was all ready for his day. And I asked him, what did you make of the Jesus crisps then? And he was like, what do you mean? I was there, the Jesus crisps. When they gave you the crisp, what? And he was like, he thought it was the funniest thing. He's there, Jesus crisps.
He'd be in school now. Do a lot this week.
But this is what my sister goes. She's going to be being in school. The following Sunday, he lectures me on how offensive it is. I'm being lectured to by a 7-year-old.
Well, he has.
Did you know that
he's accepted Jesus into his life now?
Did you know that Jesus crisps is not the word you're not supposed to say? You can upset people. Are you messing? You're 7. You're 7 and you're lecturing me on offence. You had a chocolate coffin with me last week. Shut your fucking mouth. You don't get to lecture me on
take my money back now, you little shit.
Yeah, give me back 50% before the revenue comes. But it's just, and he, of course, I met there, and we weren't, no one was allowed into the church, so everyone had to stand in the car park to meet him if you wanted to get your photograph. So like these miniature celebrities, like these mini celebrities, like walking the red carpet in Hollywood. So there's all these people all dressed up outside the church going, Tommy, Jim, Jerry over here, woo, vying for attention. And they're walking out of the church like they've just been to the premiere and you weren't allowed in to see the movie. So it's like they're all, yeah, Joey, please, woo, go, come here, woo, can I get a photograph? Can I get a photograph? I was like, this is the weirdest situation.
She's like, this is what my career should have looked like.
Yeah, I mean, this is what it's like to be popular. I remember these days. And then they came out and he did a couple of photographs with family and all of that, you know. He did a couple of photos.
He stood for photos.
And then he had to go. He had to get into the car to go because, of course, we had to travel in different cars.
Of course.
So then it's like he's literally, yeah, see,
he's whipped away.
That's enough now. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for the Jesus crisps. And he gets in his car and he heads off. We all followed him up the road.
Any
like
horse
the
and carriages?
No, none of that. No, it was all very civilized.
I like the uncivilized ones with the horse and the carriages.
Yeah, yeah. No,
they're
no
the
mess.
Ones you want.
It was all very tasteful.
Tasteful. I want spray tans, nail extensions, horse and carriages, limos. That's what I live for in communion season.
Yeah, I can honestly say I saw none of that now.
Far too tasteful and reserved over your way. And for the north side.
I'm telling you.
25 minutes up the road, different story.
25 minutes?
It's 5 minutes
less
up the road.
That's a lot. You'd walk it in three.
Yeah.
So all of that happened, and then it just blew me away.
Into school, though. It's
school.
Fun.
And that was it. I met this teacher, right? So I'm talking to this teacher. And then there was another
woman.
Does
he have
there,
a lady goes, teacher or male
he's
teacher?
He's his, this woman is his SNA.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was there to me. I said to my sister, I didn't know he was special needs. Yeah. What's like? This shows
what's,
how
what's
backwards.
Going on with him?
And she's like, "He's not. He doesn't have any special needs." So every class has
an SNA.
I had no idea. Every class. I was like, "Well, why? Like, surely
there's Emma.
Is
a girl called Emma in Oisin's room, and like, literally, that's the only good thing from the WhatsApp group is that every single child, including Oisin, came back on Tuesday because they're in a new classroom, new teacher, but they all went. Emma's in our room, and they were all delighted because Emma was there.
And they help with anything.
Yeah, they
like
have
anything
to,
from like sort of They'll have
in Oisin's class, they have one child that they're basically assigned to, but all bets are off because judging by the amount of things Oisin asked Emma to help him with last year, and that was just Oisin. There was another 20 of them.
She said they will just help everybody. Yeah. Everybody gets a dig in. It's like, what is happening in schools? Yeah. I mean, obviously it's for the better.
Of course.
But whatever happened to the, like, you know, being made to a headstand in the bin because you had a dirty mouth? You know, all that shit they used to make us do. Yeah, one fucker. Yeah, do a headstand in the bin. See how your dirty mouth feels in the bin. All this shit. Like, being made sit with your desk around the wrong way because the teacher didn't like my fat face.
The two schools are side by side. So like, you have junior infants until first class, until second class, and then the other school is third class till sixth class. So I went to both. But for my fifth and sixth class, my nephew has just gone into the classroom I did fifth and sixth class in, and he's there for fourth class. And I was dropping him around school, and I looked in, and I was telling Joey that night, and I went, I spent a full year of that class in what was called death row. Yeah. I was on my own, singular, on a desk, and literally on my own. And my teacher used to walk around with a hurl. But a Tipperary hurl, like slamming it off your desk.
Yeah.
Like, he just, I think about it now, of the shit they did. Oh, and we didn't even have a badge.
I remember getting smacked in the forehead with the duster because it would leave, you know, the whole.
Fuck the duster down the
and
room.
And you'd get the dust all over your face and you'd feel humiliated.
Of course.
You know, that was the aim of the game, really. Yeah. You know, you couldn't injure a child, but you could smack them into humiliation.
Yeah.
I
went into third class and there was a teacher that was absolutely like notorious. And I remember being in second class and them finding out I had this teacher and everybody going,
oh shit.
Oh, and I never had a male teacher. So we'd had female teachers all the way along in junior. And everyone was like, oh. And my first day in third class, I will never forget it. The boy who sat beside me, Jeffrey Corrigan, he lifted him up by his tie and dangled him by his tie. Yeah. And I went, I'm never fucking coming back here. And I was a nerd. I liked school. So he hung him, essentially. But like, people used to like throw rulers at people. Like, he did awful stuff. And like years later, actually, he walked into a pub and a guy who he thought in third class walked up and punched him square in the face, like literally square in the face.
That's
and
joking.
Was like, he goes, you were a fucking, he was a terrorist. Like, so the next morning in school, I got like, he'd get dropped down to school or walk to school or whatever it was. I opened the window and went across over to 9 o'clock mass. And I did that for 6 weeks straight until they moved me, until my mom was like, she's not going to school. I had a stomach,
so
I had a stomach bug.
Only you would bonk off school just to go to mass.
Yeah, well, there was nowhere else safely to go. I was in third class. I was fucking, how old? I was seven or eight, right, like. Yeah. So hopped out the window, like, but that you were just
you
there.
Not anymore, though. It's Jesus crisps.
Yeah. And I was fully qualified in the crisps at that point because I'd made my communion. So we made it first then. So sure, I was au fait with the runnings of the Catholic Church. That And a 9 o'clock mass, I tell you, on a Monday to Friday, pre-cup.
No,
it's a lovely place.
You were on your own. A young one like that, on her own. In
no, like eventually, and no one, like, all, there was no phone call home that I jumped out a window.
Yeah, not.
Do you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like,
where's she gone?
Yeah,
messing.
Yeah, like gone. Yeah. It was just like, oh, she's left.
That's Kane. Yeah, that's Kane now.
She's gone out.
Yeah,
the
that's her Protestant yeah. history now. Jumping out the window.
Well, she's redeeming herself over saying her prayers.
Yeah, they're looking at her over there trying to compensate for her Protestantness.
Yeah,
over
you can
there
still see the Protestant offer. But that way, like, it's so funny now that they say things in school and you're like, they just, everything is inclusive and they like some.
It's
our
amazing.
School has like
it's
a
amazing.
Sensory room they can go and chill out in.
You're joking me.
Yeah, they have a full sensory room and like even I, because our principal doesn't believe in like, you know, they say, oh, he has ADHD or she has sensory processing. She's
yeah.
like, I just don't believe in any of that stuff. She was like, every child is going to learn. Every child is going to need different bits that they're going to need. If they need an SNA, we'll apply. If they need to go to the sensory room, we'll apply. Like, do you know what I mean? Like as
yeah.
in, she's just like, let's just get them in and
well,
get them learning.
Like me and you just don't want to be there. Like you just want to go home. I'm not into this. I think I've got
maybe
better things to do.
Maybe you would have liked school more now.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know. But it was just, I just like look back. I've always been so deeply suspicious of anyone that says, oh, school was so great and the best days of your life.
Yeah,
and
they love it now.
Even then I was like, what? That this is a lot of bullshit. Like, it was literally the worst time of my life. Literally
Why?
The worst time of my life.
I liked school.
I
except for the man trying to kill me, but other than
oh
him.
Oh my God, I hated every single minute
Did
I
you?
Spent in the place.
But is that because
so
you
bad.
Think you weren't an academic or that you just didn't, and conform isn't the right thing? Is that we
us. They hated children. I didn't like getting hit in primary school. I didn't like being.
Did you go to like a, what were they called?
No, a Christian Brothers thing. Oh, no,
yeah.
I was after. I was just after all
okay.
that. Yeah, but I didn't like, you know, getting this repeated head smacks. And then, you know, I was dyscalculate, so I didn't, and nobody
you
knew what that
dyscalculate.
Was.
Dyscalculate?
Yes, yeah, so I was like dyslexic,
but
numbers.
Numbers.
And nobody knew what that was.
I was.
So they just called me a lazy bastard, and I knew I wasn't because
yeah.
I was getting, everything else was all right.
Yeah.
So then, you know, you get told you're a piece of shit for long enough, you start to believe it. You know, and then you get to the point where teachers are walking in going, I don't want to see you here. Get the fuck out. You know, it's just like, I hate this environment. I hate everything about this shitty place. You know what I mean? So that's why the day I was 16,
you were like,
I had this ridiculous fringe. I was growing this fucking ridiculous fringe. And they told me to cut it. So I cut it to just under my eye level. And then they said to me again, that's not enough. And I went, you know something, I'm out, I'm leaving. And one of the teachers goes, well, I guess that's up to you and your parents. And I went, is it? Yeah. Fuck you. And I went, fuck you. And then I went to all my teachers, fuck you and fuck you and you can fuck off as well and you can fuck off. And I went down to the form master's office and he wasn't there and I waited for him till he came back from lunch and he came in and said, what do you want? And I went, fuck off, and went home and that was it. Bridges burnt. Done.
Have they invited you back
Done.
Since?
Yes, they fucking did. Now, in fairness to the teacher, she obviously didn't know the horrible history I had with this shitbox of a place that I hated so much. She obviously didn't know. But she sent me I got an email out of nowhere saying,
oh, amazing.
Would you come back in and talk to the students, blah, blah. And I just sent a message going, I honestly had the absolute worst time of my life in that school. Like, I hated it. They hated me. And I'm so, every day since I left, it has been a better day. So I'm really sorry. And she just sent a message going back saying, I'm really sorry about that. Whatever. But I didn't.
So you didn't go?
Give her shit. No, I fucking didn't. I burned the place down. It was allowed. If I thought I'd get away with it, obviously I wouldn't.
Somebody did. Someone set our school on fire before my secondary school. They burned up one of the blocks.
It's obviously students.
Getting,
yeah.
But we were only talking about this the other day, right? So you know when you look back at stuff, a bit of perspective, because with age. So like my pal, her son has gone into second year in our secondary school. Like,
yeah.
I'm essentially think that I'm still a teenage pregnancy. Like I think I'm still in second year. So I can't believe my best pal's son is in our school in my old uniform in second year. But she sent me a message the other day going, was it Mr. Finucane who tried to have you suspended? And I was like, it all came
rushing back.
Came rushing
the
back,
rage
right?
Of it all, yeah.
So basically, when I was in second year, maybe third year, in a free class. No, was I? I'm trying to think. No, I had Mr. Keogh. So maybe I could have even been first year. Anyway, I was young. But we were in a free class. So I didn't have this teacher for anything. So he was just covering a free class.
Just covering, making sure
he was a young teacher.
Fire to the place, essentially,
basically, yeah. We were supposed to be young adults, but it could have happened. So he was in taking this free class, and myself and my pal were passing notes back and forward. But he kept leaving the room, right?
Passing notes. That's so prehistoric to kids now, right?
Yeah.
Like with text and everything. It's just the idea of a rolled up note like a prisoner. You know what
passing
I mean?
Passing it over.
POW shit.
Yeah, exactly. So we're passing these notes back and forward. Anyway, long story short is that I passed a note and then she had passed it back to me and he walked down, but I was obviously too busy doing what I was doing, and he just walked and put his hand on the desk and was like, give me the note. And I went, oh, I don't know what you're talking about, sir. And he was like, give me the note. So he picked up my science book. Remember the big fat, picked up my science book and shook it. And the note came out and I just sat there. And he literally just looked at it and went, get out and go down to your tutor now. And I was like, I'm fucked. I'm dead, right? So anyway, down to the tutor I went, knocked on Mr. Keogh's door and was like, I just got thrown out of a free class. And like, I was a nerd. And he just looked at me and he was like, going, what have you done? And I was like, I was passing a note. Mr. Finucane was really pissed off. Or Mr. Finucane was upset. And he goes, right, I'll talk to you after school. Wait outside the staff room. So I was like, okay. So my pal waits. I'm walking. I'm like, I'm dead, right? I'm dead. Because I have to walk the whole way down the hill and they're going to ring my parents and my parents have to come in. And this teacher wants me suspended.
Yeah.
Now, he's 20. So those were saying the other day to Neve, was like, he's 20 odd years of age, right? Because he's only young. He's still teaching in the school now, 20 years later. So more than 20 years later. So I was like 14.
Right, so
I'm 40 now.
26 years, yeah. Or some shit later.
So he maybe was 20, 23. He's only a young fella.
Yeah.
Passed a note and said that he was hungover and he was possibly having a wank out in the resource room.
You did?
Yeah.
That's what you had written down. And now, oh, wait a minute. Now, of course he was upset.
Have a sense of humour. He was 23 years of age.
That he was fucking mortified.
Anyway, he was hungover though. The smell of Gargaloff.
Oh, that's terrible. Whatever about that. You could have ruined a man. If somebody thought that was real, that he was actually having a wank at a girl's school.
It's
oh
not
my
a girl's
God,
school, it's a mixed
him.
School.
That's even worse. It could have been a wank at anything. Oh my God.
I knew nothing of paedophilia and anything. I just went,
I know, but he did.
Of course he did.
He fucking knew.
This is the first time anybody's ever put it into context like that.
He was so upset. Oh, I'd have fucking had you. I'd have opened down the road crying trying to get
like
you expelled.
You're the wrong person to tell this to, because
I am definitely not on your side.
This is the first time it's ever been taken up like this.
Definitely not on your side. That is an outrageous thing to write about a teacher. If anyone had thought that was serious, he smells a drink and he's wanking outside. Oh my God, what? That's literally how people get attacked by vigilantes. That's fucked up. Like, you get marches to your door.
I think
like
you're
that.
Taking this too far now. I mean, it was just,
holy
it
shit.
Was 1994.
He's in there today. He's in there now. And you said, what's the worst thing ever happened to you in your career? I was only starting. I was a new teacher. And this young woman accused me of having a wank outside. Oh my God, the poor fellow was up the walls.
When you put it like,
he still has nightmares over that. He still does. That's, I can't believe it.
26 years later, when you put it into, I have never thought about it like that.
How could you not think about it like that? It was
because I was just like being a shithead 14-year-old going, he's hung over and possibly having a wank in the resource room.
Oh my God.
I mean, it makes sense. He probably did
and
try
and
get
upset
me.
Upset that he wanted to get you sent home for
I'm
a couple
trying to
of
get
days.
Me suspended.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I didn't, because I had a good track record behind me. But my pal told her son this story the other day.
Oh, I see. So there you go. So it's still going around. He was right. It's still the story's still going around.
There was no. Can I just? There was
went,
no substance.
Where was he though? Was
no,
he?
No. There was no substance. It was just me being a little bitch, basically. This is the first reaction I've ever had to this story. Most people have been on my side, going, "Oh, he needs to get a sense of humor as a 23-year-old man."
No, but sense when of humor about a 23-year-old man works with children. being accused of
young adults. It was before I was aware of sexual obscenity and
of it all. Yeah,
exactly. I get that. I just was like, because a wank was a wank back in those days. All it was that young fellas tried to put their hands down your pants and make you give them a wank.
See,
that's
a
really
wank
all
is
it
not
was.
Just a wank, though. A wank in the privacy of your own home is your own business. A wank out the back of a school is a very different thing. And anyone who does that or is even accused of that needs to be questioned quite seriously.
So I feel awful now that you put it into these allegations.
These are dangerous.
He wasn't, by the way. He absolutely wasn't.
Can we absolutely clarify? This never happened. Ever. Unbelievable.
It's funny when he really put it into context like that. I always just think he's been a bit... I thought he overreacted, to be honest. Now, in the scheme of things.
Yeah, holy shit.
And I thought the worst part of it was that I had to read it out in front of the teachers.
Oh my God,
and
yeah.
My dad.
Oh, yeah, well, that is all. The worst part is always your parents finding out. For me, it was me ma. I'd always be there, please don't tell me ma, please don't tell me ma.
Because when your mum be disappointed.
No, she go mental.
Oh, right.
Oh, she would be disappointed. Me Elvin was disappointed, and he was only disappointed, not with me. He was disappointed because he had to break the news to me ma. Because she knew she'd go mental.
You've dragged me into this now.
He's there, oh, I can't believe, yeah, I'm not have to do this, yeah. And then he'd always rap me out, you know. It's gassy, look at your dad's old rap. He's literally the parent.
Don't tell her, will you?
Yeah, it was always that going on. But he always did. He always did.
But like, did your dad do that whole thing of just for peace sake? Would you just for your mother?
For the peace.
For the peace. That's my dad used to say that. On my mommy's day, I used to go, what do you want for Christmas? Peace. Just want peace in this house. Just shut up.
Just peace and quiet. But it was always done after that the hell, it's always the hell raiser then, you know. You end up being the person that causes the trouble. It's like no one in our house can handle peace for very long.
Yeah. It's too quiet. So anyway, as it goes, I got detention on the Friday. I didn't get thing, but Niamh told her son the story because she thought it was the and he said he's kind of all right now. He's fairly sound, but I mean, I suppose.
I'd say he always was, to be quite honest.
Yeah, when you put it into context like that, it really... come here, you were nearly killed last week.
I don't know if I was nearly killed, but I was definitely very nearly assaulted.
What happened?
I don't know.
Now, I did see you put up something on Instagram because you're back on the gram. And
that's how fucking bored I am, by the way. I'm so bored. Suzanne, I'm so bored.
Right.
I can't handle it anymore. Okay. It's getting under my skin.
What's wrong?
It's getting under my skin. I'm so fucking bored.
Why?
I think it's only starting to kick in now.
Because you've nothing to do, nowhere to go.
There's nothing to do. Yeah. There's nowhere to go.
Sports.
And the COVID-19 killer and sucker of joy has knocked the crack out of the stuff that you can do.
Yeah.
I've got such a mega pain in me cock over the whole thing.
Right.
Like, it's finally really getting under my fucking skin. I started realising how I was, sinking into a bad place last week. I was, holy shit. I was like, I'm actually not all right. I am in a bad fucking mood. I think it's just all started loading in, all the bullshit, and it's pure boredom, overthinking, not being able to fill time.
Yeah.
You know, start looking for shit to worry about. Start getting really freaked out over something somebody else is doing. It's none of my fucking business. But just anxiety then.
Yeah.
The anxiety of where is it all? I think it just started, it suddenly dawned that there's no real end to this bullshit. And it started really fucking with my head last week.
Yeah.
With the boredom, man. Ah, and it's like boredom makes you miss shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just realizing so much how I miss, you know. I mean, let's face it, I'm not exactly missing parties by any stretch of the imagination, but going to matches and hanging out with lads that you, every so often, having that organ, you're like, I'm a great one for organised fun. I don't like random fun.
What time I need to be there for the fun, and I'll be there.
And when it's going to be finished.
It's not a wedding.
So I can order But geez, I really started getting up me hole. But anyway, I've been doing a lot of walking.
Right, okay.
Doing a lot of walking and stuff. Just getting
just
out.
To clear the head.
Listening to podcasts, all that
good
sort of carry on.
Yeah.
Stuck the earbuds, the fucking, what are they called?
Oh, yeah.
Into the ears, was doing me walk. And in Clontarf, of all places. Not exactly South Central, right? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know. Not exactly really? Most dangerous. So I'm walking through Clontarf. The next thing I just hear all this shouting. Behind me. Just like a load of shouting. And looked to see what it was and saw a fella standing in the middle of the road. He stopped his car right in the middle of the road, opened the door and was screaming down the road. So I looked back to see what he was shouting at. I went, I think it might be me. So I took out my earphone and went, are you shouting at me? And he fucking lost his mind. Ran up towards me, clenching his fists. And starts cocking his arm back like he's going to punch me in the face. He did that about 3 times. And starts going, you fucking prick, You fucking brick out of van, fuck you! Fuck! All this shit. Didn't look like a head case or anything.
Well, I mean,
you know, it looked like a sort of a normalish fella in a tracksuit. So there you go, there's a question. I am quite fond of wearing tracksuits. So I just kept walking backwards, like walking slowly backwards, going, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Oh my God, I'd be on my toes.
Are you all right? What did I do to upset you? And you just kept going, what did you do? What did I fucking do? Like crazy shit. Cocked his arm back. He wanted to kill me. Really wanted to throw punch.
I'd have pooed my pants at this point.
Yeah, no, I was making light of it. So I was kind of laughing. He turned around and started laughing. And then one of the builders in the supermarket across the way says, what did he do? I was like, what was wrong with him? And he just started laughing as well, going, yeah, he must have seen you training or something. And we started laughing. And then I didn't think to take a picture of his car reg or any of that bullshit. And I was laughing as I got down to the end of the road. It was only when I got to the end of the road I suddenly realised, actually, I think I might be upset. You know, it took me a while to sink in. I mean, you know the way you get the adrenaline
and the hands start shaking
and your heart starts beating. And I was like, fuck that now. I wish I just took a fucking photograph, you know?
So out of nowhere. In the road.
Out of nowhere.
He just appeared.
Just appeared. And so weird.
And then did he back away? How did it conclude? Did you
I just kept walking backwards. He kept walking at
Had you crossed the road or anything in front of him?
Everybody's asking me. Isn't the gas that is so, it's such a, this is something that's so, it's so rare. And so hard to believe that somebody would be attacked like that for no reason.
But
everybody says the exact same thing. It's like, did you walk in front of him?
I'm trying to see, did he see you cross the road? Like, as in, is that how he, or was it that he drove past? Did you walk in front of him? I mean,
oh, no, it's just.
Did you, like, were you crossing the road and he saw you and went, fucking hell, PJ fucking Gallagher?
I was just walking down the path. And then he was coming the other way.
So he was driving towards you.
Yeah, he must
saw
have been.
You,
I didn't see.
And just hates you.
Yeah, I did. That was it. And wanted to kill me. You want to see? Look at this.
I would have literally pooped my pants.
Absolutely mental. The head on him. He was so furious.
That's worrying.
Tears
did you
in
ring
his eyes
the guards?
No, there's no point to ringing the guards. What am I going to ring the guards and say? No one gives a shit.
I rang the guards the other night, and the guard actually laughed.
Boy, what is your ring for?
I was leaving Today FM the other night, and so you know the flats, York Street flats, across from Stephen's Green. York Street, yeah. Anyway, I parked the flats, and I was running around to my car. And as I was running around to my car, they're throwing fireworks on the road. Young fellas are all in the corner throwing fireworks on the road. And I was like, oh, fuck now, because they're going to fucking throw a firework at my car. So I cross the road to get into my Jeep. So then I'm sitting in the Jeep. I'm stuck at a red light. And they're like essentially here. They're beside me. And I purposely am like rubbing my belly to go, please don't a firework at me because I'm going to shit myself.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, they didn't even wait for me to drive. Fucked a firework behind my Jeep.
They?
Yeah, and fucked a banger in front of my Jeep. I absolutely, I nearly wet myself. So anyway, I drove and they threw a banger at the taxman behind me. But the people in the flats were giving out yards. So when I was crossing the road, one of them was like, she's like, Adam, will you fuck off with the fucking bangers? And he's like, I'll do whatever I want. So I'm like, if they're not listening to essentially somebody's ma from where they live, they're not going to listen. So anyway, I rang the guards. And I was like, do you look after York Street?
The lads in Telva fireworks. They're like, oh yeah, we'll be right on it.
Yeah. And I was like, there's a couple of lads at the corner of York Street flats. I was like, and they're fucking fireworks at cars. And your man just laughed. And he goes, yeah, you're about the 10th person to ring. And he was like, there's no point. He goes, he's like, there's no point in sending anybody up. He was like, they'll just run off. And
he goes,
I don't have time to do it. And he was like, they're just little shits. And just start laughing. And I was like, yeah, I went, I don't even know why I rang you, but he was like,
he goes, fucking fright.
He's like, you're in a car on your own and someone fucks a firework at you, you go, I'll ring the guards. He was like, but sure, you know.
I know, it's crazy.
He goes, are you all right? And I went, I just got a bit of a fright.
You got a fright,
yeah. And he's like, all right, have a good night.
Right. Okay, then.
It's like, okay.
I much prefer that level of honesty. Can I be honest though? Yeah. You know when you ring people and they go,
he didn't go, 999, what's your emergency?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I much prefer that level
like,
of honesty.
Pierce Street Guard Station?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do.
Yeah. It's like, I'll send a car up, but like, you know yourself.
I know it's so, but it's like it's actually the sort of, you know, I get appeased when I get that level of honesty.
Admired them for.
What really fucks me off is like the whole, well, we're looking into it and we're going to see what. I'm like, what do you mean? What the fuck does that mean? You know what I mean? And you get these formulaic answers that are all about just avoiding controversy. Yeah. But when someone goes, look, I don't know, we go up there and they just keep running away.
And that's what I said to him, they're okay, probably like the chase. And he goes, we don't chase them.
Yeah, I don't. Why would, like, yeah. And you kind of go, okay, do you know something? I understand.
Yeah.
I'm actually sorry I bothered you.
And I'd say somewhere in his head, he probably went, don't park at the flats, you fucking idiot. But I would have driven by them no matter where I parked around there. I would have, unless I had gone actually out the other way, which I probably would never do if again. But yeah, but it was as I was walking up the road. Do you know that sitting duck feeling? I was like,
it's frightening.
I said, they're going to fuck a firework out my car now. So, and then I was like, can a car blow up if a fucking firework goes underneath it? And then I was like sitting there.
The fucking noise.
Oh my God.
Jesus,
I honestly nearly wet myself. And like, I'm sitting there rubbing my belly. And then I'm laughing at myself to try and go, look, I'm pregnant. Don't throw a firework at my car. And I'm like, they don't give a. There's people that are essentially their neighbours telling them to stop doing it on the corner.
Their neighbours have to live with
them all the
time.
And they're telling them to fuck off. So I'm a random person in a Jeep. They don't give a fuck whether they're going to throw anything at me. Do you know what I mean?
It's just mad young lads, yeah.
Just young fellas. And one of them was like, fucking eight. He was only a young fella. You know, like he's just small and they all wear the same thing.
But can I just say, I know what happened there. People gave them too much money for their communion and they bought a load of fireworks. If he's eight, if he's seven, he's bang on the demographic. And there you go. You asked me what's the problem with overpaying 7 and 8 year olds. This is the problem with overpaying
they're
7 and 8 year olds.
They're fucking fireworks. Like, your nephew's eating tar.
We've armed 7 year olds. And now we have them out there terrorising pregnant women. Once again, I'm going to put out an appeal. Stop giving money to children. This is where it ends.
In their Mont Blanc jackets. They're all standing there in those fucking jackets. Those goose down jackets that are $3,500.
Yeah, the puffy jacket and puffer jacket and the tracksuit is the real, it's the new town uniform.
They're wearing like, they'd all have black,
uniform
black,
all the young lads.
Blacks on, and they're not 270s anymore. They've moved on to, oh, whatever the other. So they all had those on them, trackers, and then half of them are all in fucking those. Is it Mont Blanc? Is that the right? You know, the goose down jackets. You get them in BTs, but they're $2,500
grand.
Montclair, yeah, Mont Blanc. Yeah,
the very one.
But it's now a drug dealer's, like, that's what they wear. Do you know what I mean? Did you watch it?
They definitely don't wear 270s anymore because I have 270s
no,
now.
No, they're gone off 270s.
If I'm old enough to be wearing them, then they're definitely
wearing they've moved
the
to something
shit.
Else because I remember in, do you remember Inside the K? And your woman, the Kig.
I only saw one of them.
Oh, watch them all, PJ. They're so good. I love them. The Kig is going to the man, the house. But did you wonder where he got his jacket from? And she's like, no. This is like a 14-year-old that they're searching.
And
she was like, oh, he bought it in town with his mates. She's like, you know that coat's like $3,000. She's like, is it? He's like, she's like, and you know, like his Gucci sliders are like €400. She's like, are they? She's like, they're nice, aren't they?
Well, how would she know?
She's fucking dead. They're fucking dead wide.
Did you think so?
Oh, yeah. They're all standing on the corner with their. I was just jealous of their coats.
You're just.
Hustling the shit trying to get money. Meanwhile, those kids are all on like have $3,000 coats on them. Speaking of coats, you need to follow Dirk Clothing. I think you'll like them.
George Clothing. Yeah.
On Instagram.
I'm back on Instagram. That's how fucking bored I am. I'm back on Instagram. I swear to God.
Have you sorted out your mortgage?
No.
Right, good.
No, I can't do it.
Right. Dirt.co. They're vintage clothing. So they sell all like, you know, like all the old gear. You know, all that mad shit. Mad clothes.
Yeah. Oh, D-U-R-T. That's where I couldn't find it. Dirt.co.
Yeah.
I'll see it now in a second.
Because Joey was like, PJ be into this. He'd really like them. So I was like, okay.
Oh, I am really into this stuff.
Yeah, see, I told you.
Oh, I am very much into all this. Yeah.
Thought it.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's that sell? Where's this?
They sell
place?
Online. So he just puts up like a haul and you just pick what you want and buy it.
Oh, I'm into that. I'm extremely into that.
Joey's mad for some type of that he missed. They had an Adidas jumper a couple of weeks ago and he missed because they only get like obviously one because they're all vintage.
Yeah.
And he missed it. So he was like, if those, that, I think he wanted that old Adidas jumper.
Deadly, yeah.
Whatever it's called. But it flew. So he was like, will you give me a shout if you find any more of those?
Oh, savage.
Isn't it good? But all the tracksuit tops and all
yeah,
are
I'm definitely
deadly.
Into that now. Definitely into that. That's
there
a
you
good
go.
Crack.
There you go. And we went to Limerick.
You did, yeah. Limerick, it's a good city, isn't it?
It is, in
Limerick
fairness.
Limerick, like, it's so underrated. I think it's like the most underrated city in the country. I really do think it is.
And my son was
into pretty.
It.
It's not a pretty city, but there's so, but all, everything
the
in there is
history
so,
savage.
And there's so much great places to be. Like, yeah. They've got so many great places to... I know eating and drinking isn't exactly the crack it used to be, but there is still... It's one of the... I think it's so underrated.
Yeah, I have to say, we really liked it. We went... But like, it's... We brought... Because obviously, I was writing for the Sunday World and we stayed in the Savoy, which is a 5-star hotel. But it's only when you arrive into like the luxury of a 5-star hotel and you have two kids with you that you go...
They're going to wreck it.
I just sit there going, I know the damage they do in my house.
Yeah, they're going to wreck
it. And they're all like, hi, welcome, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my fucking good God. Do you have splash mats? Everywhere.
You want to set it up like it's a murder house.
Pretty much.
That's what you have to do to start, stop the damage being
pretty
done.
Much. I'm just like, oh, fucking hell. She's like, just be quiet. And they're going for breakfast. And Hannah's just like, do you have Cocoa Pops? Do you have Cocoa Pops? Do you have Cocoa Pops? Do you have? They had Cocoa Pops. Thank fuck.
I was just
about
to say,
Pops.
I would hope that a 5-star can
yeah,
supply
they had,
Cocoa
they,
Pops.
Yeah, well, she just wants porridge because, again, as I said, his palate's not huge. But
once again, you're getting free shit. Can we just say this once
in
again?
In fairness, it was
week
work.
Week after week, day after day after day. I come on this podcast and I shite on about how much I'd love to go away. And everyone says, oh, I heard the podcast there, yeah, Grant. Suzanne, do you want to go away? Fucking Suzanne goes on the way enough all the time. Sounds been in every hotel in Ireland so far.
Haven't. I'm doing a daycation in Dublin on Thursday.
I prefer, can I just say about the word staycations?
I don't think it's a real word. Cause I think
I hate
stay,
it.
Yeah, okay.
It's a very American. It has
is.
To be.
But staycation means staying in your house. It doesn't mean staying in your country. Huh? I think the actual meaning of staycation means that you stay in your own home. You stay at home. You have your vacation in your house, not in your own country.
Oh, I thought it just meant you didn't fly away.
No, that was the whole thing. And then, so because I saw somebody going, this staycation thing that we're all, you're, it's not, staycation doesn't mean staying and going away in Ireland. It means staying in your gaff. Which we essentially did during lockdown.
I still prefer holidays. Holidays is much more Irish,
holidays.
Isn't it? Yeah, I'm on my holidays.
That sounds like Holocaust.
Holidays. I didn't think of that. Yeah,
old holidays. They were.
I've been enjoying saying holidays. Yeah, I was on my holidays.
Holidays.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's more Irish. We don't have vacations.
Well, I'm doing a daycation in Dublin. Joey and I on Thursday are going, because the kids are going to go into school and we're going to go and... I don't know, I haven't been set up my itinerary of where I'm going yet, but we're going to go and see cool things in Dublin. I want to go on the Viking Splash Tour.
You've been on that already, though?
No, I've never done it. No, I've never done it. I just go by them going, wah, wah.
I hear this go crack.
Yeah, I really want to do it.
Who was it? Oh, Stephanie Prisner, I think, was the one that was on it. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
same people.
I think so. Well, yeah, no, very different people.
Loves. Yeah, so I think we're going to do that and... Yeah, I do a few other bits.
So you're actually doing a stay in Dublin? You're going to, are you going to
a
hotel
day.
In Dublin?
No, we're not even staying.
Just
we're having a day. We're doing a daycation.
You and the kids?
No, just me and Joey.
Oh, brilliant.
Kids are going to be in school and in crash. So yeah, I'm going to do a daycation. We're going to go and see. I have to find one. I'll be told where we're going. It's for Fáilte, Ireland.
Of course it is. Fucking free again. Not only is it free, you're getting fucking paid for it, are you?
Yes,
you
I
are
am.
Getting fucking paid. Ah, shit, this is like...
It's a paid partnership.
Of course it is, yeah. And what do you have to do for it? Fuck all.
Well,
enjoy
I have to
yourself
go.
And
well,
document
no.
it.
In fairness, it is hard yeah, work, the well, documenting.
When we started this podcast, whatever years it was ago, when we started this podcast, I remember I was laughing about the term influencer. Have you heard
I
of
am
this?
Not an influencer.
You are, you're an
I
influencer.
Am not.
You are, you're one of the...
I'm not an influencer.
You are, you're a mama influencer. You're out there trying
not.
To influence parents and you're out there trying to convince me to do me holiday is copying you around on Viking Splash Tours and you're fucking out, fellas freeloading off the back of your Instagram influencer lifestyle and here I am right next to you carrying the load like a dickhead and what do I get for free? I haven't even got a pack of fucking biscuits. Some maniac sent me the t-shirt that smelled like an old cat. That's what I got. You get all this free. You're the one on all the holidays. All the holidays, all the time. It's outrageous. I'm putting my foot down. Fáilte, Ireland. You are... oh, no, I can't do that. It's you're getting the gig. Fáilte, Ireland. Fair play to Fáilte, Ireland. That's all I'm saying. Fair play to Fáilte, Ireland. But damn you, Suzanne Kane.
You could
damn
do it if you
want. You.
So, okay, so
you're
here's...
Now.
Hang on. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Yeah. So Fáilte, Ireland, if a van from Lisa Richards, who looks after you, me, who at least Richard look after you, ring you tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they go, PJ, how's it going? Fáilte, Ireland have been on. they were wondering, would you do a daycation in Dublin for a day?
Yes.
Will you have to document it on your Instagram account?
Yeah.
To have your picture taken where you go. You have to go and talk to people and go and, like, we'll send you to Henrietta Street maybe, and we'll send you to, I don't know, other cool places in Dublin, and you have to go around all day long and talk to people. Will you do it?
I'm allowed to bring someone though, like you don't.
Yeah, right? You can bring someone.
Yeah, well, then why wouldn't I? And then you're probably, God knows how, you're getting a few sneaky 20s. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it is a hashtag
page. You're getting a communion's worth out of it. I can tell you that much. You're definitely getting a communion's worth out of it. There's no doubt about it.
I'm definitely getting a convenience worth out of it. Yeah.
And Joey's laughing all the way to the bank.
He has to come with me though.
Wait, what do you mean he has to? He wants to go. He wants to go.
Although I did email them today and go, I have to leave town by 4 o'clock. Because I have to go and collect the kids. So right. I'll be from 10 to 4.
A lovely few hours.
Yeah.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah. See, you should do it. Do you want to pitch to Fulcher Ireland?
All right. No, I'd rather sit here and cut off me nose to spite me face. That's what I'd rather do. I'd rather sit here in the mood and give out to you.
I think I'm perfectly placed to do it because obviously I do a Dublin podcast. I'll let you know how good. Or you can follow my journey on Thursday.
I ain't looking at your journey. I'm blocking you on Instagram now after this. I don't want to talk to you online anymore. I don't like this. This arrangement is not working out. This is an unbalanced relationship as far as podcasts are concerned.
I think you just don't say yes to enough stuff, and then when this stuff comes around, then they just go, oh, PJ won't do it.
That's probably right. I boxed myself into a hole, to be fair, yeah. I've become my own worst enemy that way. There's definitely truth in that, yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
You know, I'm always saying I don't want to do things, so then why would anybody ask you to do things?
Is there any other news from this week that's really upset you that you want to cleanse before we finish up?
It's been a long couple of weeks, and I was chatting to a lot of people. It does seem to me that loads of people are finding the last couple of weeks particularly fucking tough. I don't know what it is. I don't know, maybe it's the fact that the winter is coming, or maybe it's the fact that the sort of case rises again, or the fact that we don't know what's happening, and the confusion of it, and just generally the feeling that we're not even halfway through or some bullshit. But I've definitely was chatting to a few people. See, I opened my Instagram again, right? Yeah. But I haven't done it in ages, which meant I was in contact with a lot more people again.
Right.
And I decided that's a good thing. I'm going to be honest with it. So when people were sending me messages, how are you getting on this week? I was like, I'm actually not doing it again. I'm fucking great at all, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm actually having a shite couple of weeks, to be honest. And then those people started saying the exact same thing. So I had quite a lot of conversations this week with people who were saying, yeah, I'm really, really struggling with the drag of it all.
But I think
people are missing and hadn't really kicked in to that degree. I think the feeling that lockdown has come and gone, and the months are coming and going, and the weeks are tipping past, and there's no, and all the routine we have is just a sort of grin and bear it routine. And I suppose you're looking back at the bullshit. I'm looking back at the things we were saying to each other, you know, oh, look at the world is cleaning itself. The pollution is going away. And,
self-healing.
And it's just for a short time, and soon we'll be back together, and it won't be long. And then we have to accept this is going to take fucking ages.
What's his name? Matt O'Toolig, or he's a GP. I met him on Ireland AM the other morning, so of course I grueled the ears off him, like, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
I was flat out asking him questions because I was like, because Ronan Glynn from Neffet,
yeah,
the acting CMO, was on the Late Late Show on Friday night, and he was like, oh, there's a 9-month plan coming. So I was like, 9 months, we're seeing this shit out, so as in get us through the winter, get us into the early new year, and then spring, and it, you know. And so I was saying it to him. I was like, you know, and he went 2 years minimum. He was like, we're nowhere near a vaccine. We're way down a vaccine list.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what? It's really funny that you say that, because so Sunday, the week before the kids went into school, Sunday night, actually, and we had recorded Tuesday, I think, of that week. And Wednesday night, I ended up just sitting crying. Like, it was just that feeling of like, what are we going to do? Like, the kids were going back into school, and basically, if you were to read every media outlet, my kids were going to kill me, or they're going to kill my mom.
You have to turn yourself out.
Yeah.
You have to turn it off, don't you?
Did you see the front of the Sunday Mirror yesterday?
I started doing what you were doing. Like, I would be like totally grand walking through my day, maybe in a bit of a humour.
Yeah.
And then I sat down to watch an episode of The Office, and something in The Office upset me so much I was in rag order. I was like, oh my God. He only wants to be his friend. You know, well, you're
like me. My tears have to come out
Delayed. Because you're trying to battle through your day with your face on. You're trying to convince yourself. It's not other people. I don't give a fuck.
I'm
trying to convince myself I'm all right.
Mentally trying to keep myself
all the time. And then you're watching The Office. And something completely unrelated, you go, all of a sudden yourself, you go, you're not okay. I'm actually in a fucking state. Oh my God, I'm in a fucking state. This can of beans ad with a Labrador in that and there's fucking tears in my eyes. I'm not functioning.
But they have
and you need to remind yourself that so many people are in the same shit boat.
I think
that's what's so important. You have to constantly look at all the other people smiling around you and knowing they're doing the same. They're
but then you have these adverse reactions, right. Don't you? Because yesterday, the front cover of the Sunday Mirror yesterday, the Irish Sunday Mirror, is COVID Christmas Nightmare. Docs 10,000 cases a day, warning second wave already underway. So basically, this doctor...
This is your man now.
No, this is not the guy I spoke to.
I know who this doctor is. This is the same for the time we could get a lot of cats and everything and blah, blah, blah. So
the Mirror have gone with this as a headline, right? And so I went from crying on Wednesday night to the Sunday before to like an actual full-on anxiety attack because Oisín was going back to school, Hannah was going to school, they were going to kill me and I didn't know what, like it was just to yesterday wanting to write a strongly worded email to the editor of the Mirror going, this is fucking unhelpful now. Putting this bullshit on the front page. It's actually irresponsible. That's all it is. It's fucking irresponsible. But like, it's so funny. So then I bumped into this doctor on Saturday morning and I was like, and he just went, I said, you must come on the podcast because actually you're quite positive about COVID. And he was like, look, it's mutating, it's changing. He was like, our behaviours are changing. He was like, everything is changing. He was like, and we will become accustomed to the way things will resume. We will get back to the way we did things. He was like, they will be done differently. He was like, but life will start to pick back up. He said, but if you look at it, we're going into a winter. He goes like, we just have to try and batten down. And I was like, that's the fucking problem. Do you know how many parents who have said to me, "Gone, have you bought the Christmas stuff? Because everything will be shut and basically Christmas is cancelled." I'm like, I have to have a fucking baby. Then my brother will go, oh, the hospital's absolutely inundated with the babies. And I'm like, can you stop telling me horror stories? I have to go there and give birth in 10 months. Every time, or 10 weeks, every time I go into the coom, there's just dads sitting in their cars waiting for the minute that we can go supermarket together, we can live together, we can cohab, we can do all of those things, except my husband can't come with me until the very last minutes of my labour for my baby, which just is
anxiety-riddled, shite. I know it has to happen, but the horrible reality of you facing that.
I was saying, like, laughing with Hannah with the cough, but then Joey and I had that conversation of, like, friends of ours have had their kids swabbed in the past because they're back in creche a week or two and they're already starting to get them swabbed. I'm like, that's the reality.
Yeah.
Is that at some point that... I said it to the doctors, like, my fear is that everything we've been told by the government is that COVID is going to kill me. That's all I hear, is that if I'm old, I'm dead. If I'm in a high risk category, which I am, I'm dead. My kids are going to kill me. If they don't kill me, they're going to kill my ma. Like that's, yeah, and he's like, but it's not, that's not it. He was like, there's people who, and there's old people going into him and going, sure, I've no reason to live.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think we need to start changing the way.
Started kicking in with my ma, you know, who is in very much in the vulnerable
thing. Same
she's
with my mom.
She lives for the grandkids.
Yeah.
She's going to, if it gets back to the stage where
she can't see them.
Can't see the grandkids.
Yeah.
What's the fucking point?
But even I said that to my mom. I was like, oh, I'm a bit, with going back to school, I was like, I'm just a bit worried with Oisín coming to you after school. I'm kind of concerned. And she was like, Don't fucking start that now. She goes, don't fucking start that now with me. And I was just in curse.
She lives for them.
Yeah, she was like, he'll be fine. I'll take his school uniform off and put tracksuit on. She was like, I'll wash his hands. He'll be fine, Susie. And I was like, Mom, she was like, don't start this now. Just don't now. Yeah. No. You know, so I was like, okay, yeah. But like, that's what I said to the doctor. I was like, I think it's the reporting though, because everybody's just gone missing. Everyone's gone. There's nothing around. Whereas, we live by these numbers every single day. The numbers are going to change. People aren't dying.
There's no deaths every day, but it's the case figures that, you know, well, there is deaths, but there's so few by comparison.
But Ciara Kelly was like, more people were knocked over and hit and runs. We have a chronic pandemic with suicide and, you know, based on what's happening at the moment and just general mental health in this country. There's people dying of cancer. She's like, there's more people dying of all of these things than there are of COVID. And yes, COVID is real. And yes, we need to continue. She was like, so the message has to be, wash your hands, wear your mask, social distance. That's what the message has to be,
yeah.
But also that we have to start clicking along. with our lives, and you know, so that we report once a week,
because you know, if it gets into the, like, because to the terror of going back to where you have certain demographics so fucking terrified to leave the house, or well, they can't do anything, or they're locked in their own homes, is terrifying as well.
What does my mom call it? The Covey. The Covey.
Sounds like a pub. Yeah. It sounds like a nice pub. Yeah.
You know, they like masks, give everything their own name. She's like, your Uncle Jimmy had the Covey. And I was like, COVID. And she's like, no, my Uncle Jimmy has cancer, dementia. He was meant to die in March, just generally. And there he has gone through COVID. He's grand. She's doing well. Not a bother at all. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I think you just don't hear that. It's just like that. It's a death sentence no matter what. There's no in between.
I know what you mean. And it's just, like you said, you get addicted to these figures. Like, you know, we're half five, 6 o'clock every day. I'm addicted to the figures. What's the figures?
We say that every night. It's like, where is it coming from? What county is it?
How are they transmitted? How many of it is through the community transmission? Yeah. How many is clusters? How many all, you know, you just get so caught up in all of this. It's very hard to turn your head off it.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you have that hanging over your head every day, no matter who you are or where your life is or what you're doing, it's a lot of anxiety and stress. You still haven't learned really how to live with it yet.
No, we haven't.
Nobody's learned to live with it, cope with it yet.
That's human behaviour. It'll take a long time.
I know, it takes
time.
Days, and nobody likes change.
And
we can't blame
Wuhan anymore. Apparently it's not from them. Apparently Vietnam.
What?
Apparently it's not from Wuhan. Apparently they're saying it could be from Vietnam.
I don't even want to know where it's from anymore. I just want to know where.
I still like somebody to blame.
I see. I don't want to play the play. The play game's ridiculous. Just gets me more upset. I want to send
a strongly worded email to a whole country. Hello.
Yeah, but you know, maybe that's what happened to your man that wanted to kill media today. Maybe he's upset about everything. And now the last thing
was. But why are you the person?
Maybe that's all it takes. I was just a straw on the camel's back. Maybe he was like furious. He was driving through all these. Maybe he's got a sick mother who's maybe in intensive care or something. Maybe there's something horrendous going on. And then he saw me and went, there's that wanker that slagged off hip hop. And he decided he wanted to murder me.
Oh my God, maybe it was. Yeah.
Nah, like, I mean, who knows? Who knows?
Although, do you know what? On a happy note,
obviously in a bad place himself.
I have to say, so you actually, well, like, as in not you personally, well, it was you personally, but as in Jake Stevens. So I genuinely, like, in the run into school and all that, I, again, as you said, like, I really struggled. And we, you know, we kind of all have to be honest about where we're at, that you come and you laugh and we do whatever and we, you know, but I really struggled the week before last, as you were with your Labrador ad. But then Joey showed me, and we fell down a naked camera hole.
Oh, you didn't
know. Oh my God, PJ. Like, they need to, do you know what? In the middle of a pandemic, RTE need to show them. It's the one where your man is the religious order guy and he's talking about the poisoned bananas.
Oh, yeah, that's from Making Jake. That's not from
Making Jake. Sorry, from Making Jake. Yeah, we were a lot, like, literally we were in YouTube and we just fell down the hole and kept going after. And
that was the pastor,
I think,
in New York.
The past, yeah, I think I've watched it. Do you know what? I'm going to put it up on the Dublin. It is, I swear to, how you fucking sat there. Because me and Joe just sat there going, like, I sometimes find it really strange that we work together, like that we do this. Because then when I look at you do that character, I'm just like, PJ, it's one of the greatest bits of comedy I've ever, like, I honestly, like, I nearly went into labour. It's the boxing story. And you're like, I won't eat a banana then. And then he's like, what about the water? You're like, the water's poisoned as well.
Who poisoned the water? Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's brilliant, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's not getting it at all.
He's just a good man trying to help. He's just a good man trying to help.
How you sit in those situations though? And because I was like, I'd be on the fucking floor. But obviously, George Hook in the taxi.
Yeah, I know. George Hook, I mean, I know.
But you need...
The best thing about him was he was so angry, you know. He was just so angry.
This is fucking...
Yeah.
Hello?
I had to keep driving in case he jumped out. Yeah. So long ago. So old now.
They're like 15 years... Are they 15?
Yeah, 15 years old, yeah. It's 15 years since George Hook and it's like 2007 since
and
the...
And what was his name? Oh, the really nice guy, Bill O'Hurley.
Yeah, I know. Ah, Jesus, yeah.
And he's such a nice guy, and he nearly pushed him over the edge.
Gentleman,
like.
Only time he ever coursed on TV, ever.
Oh my God,
in his whole career, yeah. And his daughter set him up. Thanks, Jill.
Do you know what? Maybe we like something like that needs. Well, no, you're too well known now, aren't you?
Oh,
to
we
do
couldn't
naked
try this. Yeah. We were doing a fourth one in this building that we're in now.
Oh yeah, you're saying
the
that.
The office was right next to it when we were making it originally. So
a bit of comic relief.
Anyway, I think like hidden cameras kind of a little bit old at this stage.
Oh, but so, I just
people
just
are too aware of cameras now.
Yeah,
you know, so it's not the same. Something weird happens. People look for cameras immediately. It's
where if we were doing something, something weird happened. Someone was like, "Are you because it was you and I were there and something weird happened and someone was like, oh, is this...
It doesn't even have to. Sometimes you just buy diesel or bread and someone goes, are you acting the bollocks? Like, you still think, like, oh, 15 years later, people still think...
You're like, just generally?
Yeah, there's no way he's just buying a Turkish delight and a loaf of bread. He's up to some shit. What a weird mix. There's definitely something going on. So it still happens all these years later.
That hilarious, guys. Well, look, whatever you're all up to. Look,
take care of yourself.
Yeah, look after yourselves. Take care of yourself. We'll be back next week. We might have a Dublin Meets next week. We're trying to get Zara King in from Virgin Media News, but today is
she'll leaving. She'll take our mind off COVID.
Yeah. It's leaving cert day in Ireland today. You didn't do your leaving.
No.
I got my results on my 17th.
Neither did anyone today.
Yeah, it's true. I got my results on my 17th birthday.
Oh, yes.
Well, 17th
lucky
birthday.
You got them at all, considering you were trying to brand people sexual pet.
Okay, to be honest, it's the way you're framing that.
Yeah,
I had never looked at it like that before.
I definitely would have knocked marks off you for that if I was assessing you.
Imagine that had happened. It would have been fucking a failure. Oh my God. Anyway, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Don't forget, you can still buy t-shirts. I think there's mediums and smalls. I think there's very few extra large or larges left.
But there is a few there.
Thanks for... don't forget to go on and
like and share and all that crack that you do on the old internet and all.
The internet. We'll be back next week. Peace.
Bye.
This has been a production of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.